Begin the current album sentence, even that pevav, begin the omed alv, begin the taste of masla, begin with the Gemara, the Rivi Maya, because the order get mixed together. Just explain what's the problem with that. Gemara said that the reason Rabbi Yehuda that he said the Lamata the Bishame says is beneath the water is because we need to have that if it's above, the water is going to be mixing. So Tais says, Pirish, what that means to say is like this. So that you're not going to have a recognition of a separation in the waters themselves. But if there's some type of a sign, the truth is, although the water is still going to come from one side to the other, we're not bothered by that. The Avo Kabba just tastes as proof. If we were bothered by that, even the wall made of iron would not be affected. The water is going to get through anyway, through the ground. So obviously, when we say Aribi Mai, is that there's not even a sign of a separation, but not the actual mixture of the waters, because that will always happen anyway. The next taste of master begins with the Gemara Tzach Shiro Rosha Kon Mal Malma Amayim Tefach. We need that the tops of the reeds of this wall has to be visible above the water by a tefach. Taste disagrees on one of the elements of this halacha on Rashi. The Gemara in Antibar of Yehuda that explains Beishame Lamatim Itel Matim Amayim that really the water is not going to mix because you need to have that the tops of the reeds go above the water by a tefach. Now Rashi explains, and what's with the bottom? Yeah, because the mechitz is actually stuck into the ground too, so it's actually blocking out the water totally. It says Taisav in your Kippur Shakunches. No, it does not seem correct the way Rashi explains. The Bishamim boy mechitzim abseges out to him that according to Bishamim you need to have a wall that separates up until the bottom, as Taisav actually says in the previous Taisav, because you're not blocking the water anyway. Ella rather says Taisav to hear you tvachem techemayim. All you need to have is that there's 10 tvachem of the mechitzah in the water. Even if the water is very deep, by reading my matachas machita and the water mixed beneath the wall, that's sufficient for bishamay. Why? You have the recognition of the wall of ten tefachim in the water itself. No, everyone agrees you need to have a partition of ten tefachim, but that could be above the water as long as you have one tefach in the water. Could it come like the Gemara says? As long as it's submerged in the water of tefach. That's the machlokes b'sham b'sel, but not like Rashi says that according to b'sham, the whole wall has to actually be in the ground of the pit itself. So next is the matzah begins with the Gemara, kara arba, the beam that's four tefachim wide, materas b'churva that permits by a ruin by a dilapidated building, which Tais disagrees with Rashi that the reason why you need it to be four tefachim wide is because that it's considered a domain and. Tais actually explains that it's regards the laws of a partition, because says Tais the Pesach because Rashi explains the lachin akad rachav abo. Why do we say that it's a width of four tefachim? The chiyam it's chud in yod mesayim because then when you say that the edges of the board are coming down and closing off the area around the board itself, then yehi bin chalam achitz dal, so that you'll have in the airspace between those two sides coming down. An area that's being the walls are surrounding area for tefachim, and the reason why it has to be at least that is because the mechitza so the pachas marbachal if walls that are made for less than four tefachim of airspace loshem mechitza not considered mechitza, so therefore it has to be four tefachim simply so that then the sides when they close down are considered as mechitzas. So it says mashm tech birush something mashm interpretation chiim by dalad that if it doesn't have an airspace of four tefachim nami hoyo ame pitek yoyid besoys merachachas that the truth is you'd still say the concept of the opening of the board, that that edge, the thickness of the board, which is the beginning of a wall, is still going to close down on one side. If the other sides are surrounded with walls, so it's in other words, from Rashi, it doesn't sound like it's an intrinsic flaw in the machitza itself, in the pitikra. It's just that even if it is pitikra, but it has to surround for an area for tefachim, so that has to be for tefachim. But the thing is, explains why does a board of four tefachim wide permit when it's hanging over the water? When it's in a pit that's between two courtyards, and it's placed on its with be'emsa bar lamala in the middle of the pit above it, and it helps that the board separates the areas of pit for the chateis on either side because you're saying particularly the seisim. But according to Rashi's words, hasam lamitzar karaba for that halacha, why do you need to have the board to be four tefachim wide, kimet shachatzeis mukavas mechitza. But since the courtyards themselves are surrounded by walls, vein tzorchim lahafsik. All you have to do is separate. And according to Rashi, separating it could do with pitikur yad v'seisim, even though it's less than four tefachim. It's only to make the area surrounded, but it's already surrounded with walls. Well, more of another question that he asks, Kamal and Karav, we rule like Rav Daman that he says pitikur yad v'seisim, that the edge of the roof is coming down and like a wall, it's like the beginning of a wall closing down, the thickness of the roof. And the Kamala Namika Rabba Gamma Abaya was like Rava in regards to his Machlik Zarabaya. The Kari Mishum Hecker, that the roof, the Kari, the beam in a Mavi functions as a Hecker, as a sign, Voloy Mishum Mechitza, and not as an actual partition. Now, if you hold particular Vesaisim, then why doesn't the Kari function as a Mechitza? Obviously, that this the Rava says that it's like a Hecker, not like a Mechitza. That's because the crossbeam by the entry to the Mavi is only thickness of a Tefach. And that's why I'm a particular Yard Vesaisim. That's why I can't say that it's going to be considered as if it's a wall closing out. Until in the actual Kair itself, it has to have a thickness of 4 Tefachim. Because according to Rashi, but the Mavi has three walls. And so if that's the case, so why can't you say P Tikra? It's being encompassed an area of 4 Tvachim. Rather, obviously, Tais is proving from this that no, the reason why you need 4 Tvachim is not in the ear space, but it's in the P Tikra itself. It needs to be 4 Tvachim wide to say P Tikra on the board itself. So this obviously in the first beginning of Shabbos by the stoop, by the doorstep. The Pitikra be'inan rechav arba, that this concept that for the Pitikra itself you need to have a thickness of 4 tefach. Because this is the Gemara says over there, Kugan Shakir b'shteig karois, that is actually roofed this doorstep with two different roofs. Ve'im be'echad dal b'chulu, and neither one of these roofs have 4 tefachim. Additionally, however, but you don't have a gap of 3 tefachim between those two roofs, but the door closes the middle between those two roofs. That's where the Achim said that when you close the door, whatever's within the door will be considered like within. Whatever's on the outside is going to be on the outside. And the reason is because they don't have, the roofs don't have 4 tefachim. So you see that obviously this concept that to say Pitikra Yad Vesaisim, you need to have that the Tikra has 4 tefachim, and that's the flaw, the way Tais is saying. Moreover, continues Tais is that based on what we're saying, that when the board itself doesn't have 4 tefachim, you never say particular yad besaisim. So the truth is, even according to the Bai that says that the crossbeam functions like a partition, near the Ri would seem to the Ri, and again, the Kaira is only a tefach, so how could that function as a mechitza? So near the Ri seems to read the Lehavel Madrabban, that actually is only rabbinic, because like we said, if it doesn't have 4 tefachim, you can't say particular yad besaisim, it can't function as a mechitza. So it's only rabbinically. Truthfully, on some level, it's really like the one who says that it functions as a sign. So what's Abai saying it's a mechitza, if it's really not, this taste is saying? So it's just that Abai holds the Mishum Hecker, Lohoi Matin Chachavas Mavi. Really, it's like a hacker. It's just that, just as a sign, the rabbis would not have permitted a Mavi. And it's just, Kamechitza is a Pitikra. Rather, rabbinically, they made it like a wall of Pitikra. But really, it's not, as Tais explained. Therefore, v'lohava kar mishum mechitza. So when that mandama, when Abaye says that the cross may function like a mechitza, it's not pirusha kamei lechem mishum mechitza. It doesn't mean the same thing like when you say the side post functions like a mechitza. Because habad eraisa, the side post functions as a mechitza biblically. Because mean perakam like the Gemara says in verse perak W beis and beis hechshir balechi. If you validated the mavi with a side post, hazarek l'techad. If someone throws into that area, he's going to be liable because it's a real mechitza. Meaning to rishas yachad eraisa. And this it says in the first paragraph also over there. A Muslim of Yehuda on this teaching of Yehuda Dhamma that he says, Mavish and Ruy Lashituv, and again that's what we're saying that a Kair is different. So Lechi means biblically and a Kair is only rabbinically. But now Tais comes to address a difficulty. If it's really true, this difference between even whoever holds Kair Mishum Mechitza is only rabbinically. So instead it says over there in the first paragraph, a Muslim of Yehuda on the teaching of Yehuda Dhamma that he says, Mavish and Ruy Lashituv. If you have an alleyway that's not fit for Shituv. Hechsher Belechim. If you validate it with a side post, then Nazarek L'Teich Chayiv, then you throw inside of it, you're going to be Chayiv, because it functions as a bonfire mechitza. Hechsher Bekar, if you validate it with a crossbeam, Nazarek L'Teich Chayiv, you throw inside, you're going to be Potter. And the Gemara says on that teaching, Amalech Mishum Mechitza, obviously he holds that the side post functions as a mechitza. Bekar Mishum Hecker, and the crossbeam as a Hecker. Now the difficulty is that even according to one who holds the Kar is not Hecker, rather as a mechitza, if someone throws inside of it, you're saying that you'd be chayim, and that's why he's saying the fact that it says potter must be kermishim hecker. But and that taste is bothered. What do you mean? Even according to the mandam, kermishim mechitza is only rabbinically. So therefore, even if he's zokel teich, would be potter. So how's the Gemara proving from the fact that he says zokel teich potter? It means to say that kermishim hecker. What do you mean? If he said kermishim mechitza, we said it's only rabbinically, And then if someone would throw in, you'd still be potter. Oh, that's a Taisus. No, ain't a balaimer. You're right. The Gemara is not coming to say over there. The Kara, that obviously have to say that the crossbeam functions like a sign and not as a wall. No. That actually, even if it functions like a wall, you're right. If someone threw inside of it, he would be exempt. Because it's only a wall rabbinically. Rather, what does the Gemara mean to say over there is lechi vad mishmachitza, that disciples most definitely function as a wall, and they're going to be chayv. But by the crossbeam, you could say function as a hacker, and you're right. Either one, you're going to be potter. But we're just saying it could function as a hacker, or even if again, like even if it was a mechitza, it would only be rabbinically. Now, me, however, says Taisus, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba Shemachah Shemal Rabba. He asked on Rabba, but that he holds that both the crossbeam and the lechi function as a hacker. He asked me, yes, al kinam Rabbi Yehuda, from the teaching of what it says, and even more than this, Rabbi Yehuda says regarding someone that has two houses on two sides of the street, and he makes a lechi on either side or a crossbeam, he's allowed to carry in between, and he wants to prove that Philly, even if you're going to say Kor Mishum Mechitza Veraisa, that the crossbeam functions biblically as a mechitza, and that's why the kara helps to make the one that throws inside of it to be chayiv. And now, like you said, that even the Korban Mandama, the problem with this statement is that sounds like, not like we were saying. Even according to one that says Kermish and Mechid only rabbinically, what do you mean? You see from that statement in the words that he's saying that you see that Kermish and Mechid is biblical, not rabbinically. So on that statement, no, that's not difficult because Toyahai, true to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, who came to say that that Kairo would work even biblically, he was actually mistaken because of Alessa, it's actually not true. The Philemon, the Mishum Mechitza, because even the one who holds that it's going to function as a wall, Lahabel Medrabanan, it's only rabbinically. And the reason why actually Rabbi Yehuda missed the Kairo between the houses is because he goes, biblically, two walls are sufficient. And the Lech and the Kairo, right, is only as a hacker. And there was not difficult from that statement because Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba was actually in error. The fact that it's permitted to occur on either side, even though by himself holds that the Kerem functions as Mechitza, and then we're going to say that according to one who holds Kerem Mechitza is biblical, so then what's the Raya that two Mechitza are sufficient? What do you mean? It's not because two mechitzah, it's actually because there's going to be four mechitzah with the kairu. Elvad, they love him run. Obviously, that no, even the one who holds kairu mechitzah is only rabbinically, and that halach Rabbi Yehuda is because all you need biblically is two walls. But me, yes, litchas, but Tais says you could reject this proof, because you could actually say the dvar of the rabbah kamaisim, that Abai was only proving to rabbah according to, he was responding to the way rabbah understands. To some of the Havmashim Hekar. Rab himself holds, as we mentioned before, that it functions as a hacker. And therefore, according to his opinion, it's obvious that two walls are going to be biblical. But maybe you're right. According to Abaya, the Kermesh Mechitza, and maybe it would be Dereisa, and maybe you're right, then it wouldn't be a proof. And he's only proving it according to Rab's opinion. And therefore, wouldn't prove that the Kermesh Mechitza is rabbinically. So, as I said, according to Rashi, particularly the Saisim doesn't need to have that the Kara has Arba. It only needs to have Arba because it has to enclose an area for Tvachim. No, the halacha particular itself needs to have an element of four tefachim in the kaira. Initially, Taisa said, the one who holds that a kaira permits a love mishum mechitza, it's only rabbinically where the rabbis gave a dim mechitza, but biblically, it's not going to be because, again, it has to be a whiff of four tefachim, and the kaira only has a whiff of a tefach.